Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Clark on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Into hour number two. Or as they say in France, duh. It's our man Chris Thomas in for Carl Dukes. He'll be back with us with better pipes. And we got a great boss. Mike Conte is the best boss ever. And Carl was soldiering through because he had basically Vegas throat. And it's a technical term. And then Mike said, hey, man, just take another day, get right, because you'll be at Twin Peaks. We got to be able to have some fun up there in Kennesaw, 2-7. So, I wish Mike would tell me that once in a while. You know, you sound like crap. Get off the air. I'll take a day off. Go play some golf.
Yeah, Turtle, that article you wrote for the website's not getting any clicks, yeah. So why don't you sit one out, bud?
Maybe I'll start talking like this today. Try to grab like a nice 2 o'clock tea time.
I'm a little concerned about the Falcons.
It's all part right now, though. Get serious. Quit monkeying around, Oren. Time for an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league. This is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
You're darn right it is. Brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Lots been written and said about the Patriots over the years because they've been, they've been the champ for the better part of two decades. The Tom Brady, what was that, 15 parts? I think never ended on ESPN+. But anyway, the Tom Brady doc. And now you've got another documentary, The Dynasty, a 10-part documentary series directed by Matthew Hamachek. It's on Apple TV. And apparently one dude who's not happy is the head Patriot.
Robert Kraft says he's disappointed at the portrayal of the New England Patriots championship teams and felt that he's upset the organization's facilities got poor reviews by the Players Association poll.
Start with the documentary. You said this off the air. A lot of stuff. I mean, if you take a look at it from outside of New England, there was a lot of shenanigans that were going on during those periods of time.
Yeah, how about Deflategate? How about Spygate?
Well, Deflategate, I thought, was a giant, colossal waste of time. But still, they did it.
Still a black eye on the organization. And then you had the whole Aaron Hernandez situation. Right. And by the way, Tom Brady wasn't exactly, the hero that we all look at him as now. He was looked at as the villain of the NFL.
Right.
The pretty boy quarterback who couldn't lose.
Right. Well, I mean, the tuck rule, these are things that the NFL moved. Now, is it coincidence? Had this game occurred somewhere else outdoors in the snow? Or would he have had that? The tuck rule is still, it never looked right. The moment you saw it, it made no sense. And subsequently, it's never made sense. You can hit a quarterback in various parts of his throwing motion, and it's a fumble. But now, it's just part of football that just drives us crazy where everything stops. Nope, that's a forward pass. But the tuck rule is part of it. That's where it kind of started for me. The thing about Spygate, and I will pass on Deflategate. I'm not going to roll with that. I do understand the ball's a little more grippable, yes.
You don't want to talk about PSIs, Mike?
No.
Remember that?
No. But the Spygate thing is the only reason. I'm not a conspiracy nut, guy. You listen. You know me. I'm pretty old school with this stuff. The NFL destroyed all the evidence. you can't find the stuff they had. And Bill Belichick, as we know, would never have wasted a moment of time in that organization with any personnel unless there was a goal to be attained by taping walkthroughs, by trying to find every advantage. Same thing Michigan was accused of last season under Harbaugh. They're looking for an edge. But then the fact that the NFL, as a fan, you can't do a documentary on that because they destroyed all the evidence. You can't find it. What exactly were they doing?
And here's the other thing, Mike. Last I checked, it's 2024. It's not, 2015 when this thing was rolling like it was before. Mm-hmm. A little bit of that sheen is rubbed right. off a little bit for the Patriots, making them a little bit more just like the rest right. of us.
So Bob was talking to the reporters. Now, I don't know if he had a Cutty Sark in his hand, but he was talking about the things that irked me.
I just felt this Apple documentary, it's one-sided.
Cutty Sark's a good pull.
Thank you, Cutty Sack. The Aaron Hernandez thing is, look, they drafted a guy. Did they vet it? Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go by what Urban Meyer tells you. Urban Meyer brushed everything under the rug, all the shenanigans that Cat was involved in Gainesville. That's why Urban Meyer is a bigger fraud than anybody who's come out of that program. But the Aaron Hernandez thing, you could argue that could have happened to any team because you're looking for an athlete and you're looking for a guy with a bit of an edge, and he certainly had that. So to me, it's more about the Deflategate, always looking for an angle. Is it finally a real critical look? I guess I haven't seen this yet on Apple, but I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's good. It's long. Okay. It's not. I will say this, Mike. For people like me and you, you're not going to sit there and be blown away by much.
Okay.
But for maybe
you're not going to learn anything you didn't already know.
Not little tidbits here and there, but at the same time, if you want to go, you know what it is? It's a fun trip down memory lane. Because you know what? The height of that thing was over a decade ago now. So if you're looking for a new sports doc to watch, it's good. But again, you're not going to be sitting there saying, wow, they rediscovered the animal.
One would say that Arthur Blank for many years has been enamored with Robert Kraft's operation with New England. We had that flirtation with Belichick, however the thing played out. Here's Arthur Blank because he was making the rounds at the owners' meetings because that's where the owners go in Orlando this time of year. Here he is talking about being happy with free agency, and now he's looking forward to the next chapter with the draft.
Well, we've had a great free agency. I think we accomplished what we wanted to. We had some very specific goals during free agency that we wanted to get through, and I think we were able to do that. Obviously, draft coming up, we'll fill in some more holes, and we had a young competitive team this last year, but there's some things we had to do to get over that hump, and I think we put ourselves in a position to do that. Obviously, it's a competitive division, the competitive league. Every Sunday, got to be your best. So we're happy about where we are, but we're looking forward to our schedule, looking forward to playing games.
Right on. Now, we're aware now that the pecking order as far as how the management was looking at free agency, it was going to be Kirk Cousins, it was Baker, and then there was the long shot of trying to move up, if you could, in the draft to find a quarterback. So here's Arthur Blank talking about how they've been impressed with Cousins so far and handles his business.
I think he feels very comfortable. I mean, I think he's a very, very mature young man. I didn't know him before. I watched his press conference. I was out of town when he did it, but I was very impressed with the way he responded to the questions. He was very thorough, very thoughtful, answered every question, has been great in terms of connections to our staff, and been connected to probably all of our players by now, ready to come in and get to work. And from a medical standpoint, he feels good. His Achilles is behind him. He's got some healing yet to do, but he's in a good place with that.
By the way, Mike, one noticeable name you left off that list you just rattled out before we heard the cut. Justin Fields.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to, I don't get to trigger anybody, man. Look, they say it could be an open competition. That's what Tomlin was talking about the other day. That I believe that they brought in Justin Fields to keep Russell Wilson honest before Russell starts. I don't think they'll ever allow Russell's, whatever he does that irked people in Seattle and Denver to take root in Pittsburgh, not under Tomlin's watch, but he's got a viable option. Look, I thought Justin Fields, if you could give me a money-back guarantee, which of course you can't do, that Zach Robbins could fix the things that need fixing, we'd do it because it's an attractive option for a number of reasons, but it was never an option for the Falcons.
I'm still stunned he went for what he went for.
Yeah.
Because, and you know what? It's all in the past at this point, and mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, I am thrilled that Kirk Cousins is here, but I never thought in 1,000 years that there would be the opportunity to go after a guy with that much raw talent and potential ability for a conditional sixth-round pick. It just blew me away.
Yeah. And look, I know that Carl, he's kind of dying on that hill that he's viable. And look, we'll see. I think there's so many folks who will continue to watch and pull for him. And if Russell screws up or Russell can't get traction in Pittsburgh, then it will be Fields. And it might be one of the great stories. And, it'll be another example of how the Bears screwed it up again with Ryan Poles. And again, for There's people listening to our show that don't even know the Bears were ever good, to be honest. It's been that bad.
The guy that we all think they're going to go after, he's made some headlines recently too, huh?
Yeah, the Caleb Williams, and we were talking about this off. I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but since you brought it up. So the guy's got a pink phone case, and he's got, like, Ronald Acuna just did an article. He's got nail polish on. People do this stuff. Rock stars do it. These athletes are rock stars. It's 2024. The dynamics have changed. Going all the way back to Dennis Rodman in the 90s, people express themselves different ways. Look at, for instance, you know, you hear other players take a look and say, you know, I don't have to live by your rules. Cam Newton. Cam basically said, "Why, you know, there was Cam. Why do you wear the outfits? Hey, man, no, there's kids out there. Express yourself.
Because I can.
Because he can. You know? Now, granted, Oren, I think that's, you know what? I'm going to get you for Christmas is one of those Cam Newton's hats. So you can put the hair through the top. I think that'd be pretty fly on you, man.
Kind of have like a slash thing going.
Would you do that? By the way, if I got you that for Christmas? Okay, cool. Because for years, I used to get all the producers of the old station like Gap cards. And then finally, somebody said, Mike, no one shops at the Gap. So I had to upgrade that years ago. But yeah, but getting back to Caleb Williams, it just, does that mean anything to anyone under the age of 50? It's not the way you don't wear nail polish to your job as an insurance salesman. I understand, but these guys live in a different world. And they like to express themselves.
Yeah, and I think the only thing that people have a potential, like, legitimate concern with, not talking about the goofy stuff, talking about, you know, he's emotional because he hugs his mom after games and wears nail polish. I'm talking about, is he doing that to just make himself the target for attention? I think that is the only angle you could take out of this for serious concern. Because he knows he's going to be on camera. Right. He knows he's going to be flashed throughout the game a million times. And if he has pink nail polish on and a pink phone case and a pink wallet, it's going to be talked about.
Yeah, I mean, is that something he's always done? Is that something that's occurred? I don't know enough about the history. I know the guy can sling it. I know last year the team around him wasn't as good. But if you go back to the Heisman Trophy numbers, I mean, the dude's a rock star, and you saw it on his pro day, but these are the things, and like, or maybe he's just effing with people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe it's just, hey, you know, as you said to start the conversation, I do it because I can. Hey, the owners are still meeting, and they're still talking. Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, on why he decided to keep Nick Sirianni, who looked like a real nitwit once he lost all his great assistant coaches.
We go through a very, very intensive process after every single season. This season was no different. Extremely disappointing ending to the season, the last 5-6 games. Extremely disappointing to me, very frustrating for all of us. But what we do is, and I insist on this, is there's no recency bias, there's no latency bias, there's no bias. Take a very hard look at exactly what the entire season looked at, what the entire history has been over the last few years. Wow. For our organization, for our team. And listen, you know, I do a lot of listening. I ask a lot of questions. I listen to players. I listen to coaches. I listen to our personnel people. And once, you know, one can assess.
All right, stop it. I'm falling asleep. I'm done. Just please end that soundbite. Like damn human filibuster. You thought Arthur goes on a rant.
Wow.
That's Jeffrey Lurie. Here's what happened. You lost Jonathan Gannon and you lost Shane Steichen. And you couldn't replace him. And the next guys up weren't up to the task. And then you completely overreacted and moved on from your DC to bring in Matt Patricia, who tried to reinvent the wheel and screw things up further as you guys blew the number one seed. You choked. The organization from top to bottom choked. And then Jeffrey Lurie's talking about, stop talking. Hey, man. That is your NFL Blitz.
Less is more.
By Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out today at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We'll come back. It's our man, Dave Archer. I got to be honest. Archer has been calling some games for years, and the quarterback play the last two has probably made him want to jump out of the broadcast booth. But now we got a pro. We'll get Art's take for the first time on all the moves the Falcons made coming up next on Dukes and Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, man, you're listening to the number one sports talk show in the town. Matter of fact, we're the number one station. We got the award, right? The ABACAB named us the number one radio station.
Damn right we did, Mike Bell.
Association of Broadcasters, Barbers, and Car Detailers named us the number one. And we're proud of that, by the way. And you can look it up. It is the 3 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Speaking of partnerships, Wes Druham and Dave Archer, a great partnership, been doing it for years. They'll be kicking it off before you know it. And I know that Arch, it's got to feel like it's Christmas every day with Kirk Cousins at his center, and you're going to see some awesome quarterback play this year, aren't you?
Yeah, it certainly looks like it, Mike. And by the way, why are you limiting yourselves? Make sure you're the number one radio show in the country. Just go ahead and say that. Who's going to verify that you're not?
It's true.
Because I think you are. And then just remember that you're still number one with all the martial arts teachers out there as well. So keep that one in the clue.
Bow to your sensei.
Just want to throw that in there. Yeah, Mike, it's been fun to kind of break tape down and look at what Kirk's done in his 12 years in the National Football League. If you couple with what he did bursting on the scene after being kind of the, by the way, we drafted another guy to Michigan State the same year RG3 went to Washington, him bursting on the scene, taking that job away there, and then ultimately getting the big deal to go to Minnesota, and the consistency that he's put up from a numbers standpoint, the rating, the touchdown passes, he's 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio over the last 6 years. He's one of the top passers against pressure. He's one of the top play action pass. I mean, you can go on and on down the line of what this guy's done. Kind of forgotten, really, when you look at some of the other guys that have gotten some of the notoriety. Kirk Cousins is right there when it comes to putting up the numbers and putting his team in the end zone.
Arch, we've heard drips and drabs about what's to come for the offense in terms of scheme and style. To your best guesstimate, as somebody who's watched Falcons football day in and day out for decades now, what do you think this offense is going to look like schematically, and how explosive can it be?
Well, with the addition of what they've done from a receiver core standpoint and what you already have here, I think that you're certainly migrating towards the direction of what the quarterback has done well and what the offensive coordinator, or that is now the offensive coordinator, was the pass game coordinator in L.A., what those two have been doing. When you marry those two up and you begin to look at the schemes that Kirk's played in Washington and in Minnesota and what Zach Robinson called and was a part of in that L.A. system, you're looking at the Shanahan-McVay concept. So you're talking about 11 personnel, one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. Certainly when you've got personnel like Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson, that will equate to some other packages that maybe teams haven't seen from that particular style of offensive coordinator, because you've got talent that you don't normally have. Two probably top end or starting type running backs will help you. Plus this offensive line's been really good at coming off the ball and running the football. You see what L.A. did last year, run the football with the youngster from Notre Dame. I think you'll love the blend that you're going to get of the style that you get from the McVay-Shanahan system, and then with what he can do from a personnel standpoint here, the addition of the receivers that can blow the top off the coverage coupling those guys with Drake London and Kyle Pitts and what that can do to a defense and manipulating coverage and how teams deploy defensively, what they decide to call versus a quarterback that's seen just about everything you could see in a league, that all equates to some pretty cool stuff on offense.
It's a Dave Archer, guys, former Falcon quarterback, now, of course, part of the broadcast team right here. He'll be part of the draft coverage as well before you know it on 92.9 The Game. Arch, the offensive line, is it suited to do this, to protect Cousins? I know we've talked about Caleb McGarry, really good forward, sometimes tough, going backwards, and the center position. Is this coaching staff, this administration, going to be satisfied with Dahlman?
I think some of the things you're going to do, Mike, there's always guys that are going to have weaknesses. Nobody's perfect along the offensive line. I think even when you look at the best offensive lines in the National Football League, whether it's the Eagles or whoever you want to go to, there's always going to be some blemishes, some things they don't do quite well. So what do you do to cover up some of those blemishes? I think the personnel you have at the skill position level gives you an opportunity to run the football, do some things there, but also mix in some of the short passing game that you'll see from the slants, the shallow crosses, and then the ability to stretch the ball down the field. I think you offset maybe some personnel blemishes, if you will. And I'm not saying Dahlman can't play center, and certainly McGarry is going to have to sink in and play a much better pass block offensive line. But when you have the threat of the ability to run the football the way this team does, I think it helps those guys in not thinking they're going to line up and throw the ball 45, 50 times a game because you're going to blend in that run game. So I think that those are the kind of things the Falcons are putting together as they begin to put their playbook together to match the personnel they have and the personnel they will have when it comes to lineup in 24.
Arch, when it comes to Kyle Pitts, we all know the talent he does possess. A couple of years now where he's been banged up and recovering from injury. As a result of that, can you foresee him playing strictly more of a wide receiver position on the field in terms of less blocking and more pass catching as we try to tap back into some of that potential?
Well, I think if you want to play with the personnel we discussed, with one tight end, one back, and three receivers, then obviously you're talking about maybe Kyle playing one of those three receiver spots. And then is it Warner or somebody else playing the tight end spot that makes up the tight end with the back? That's certainly possible. I think Kyle, hopefully this last season, has gotten him over. That was a mental block. Whenever you take a shot like he took in the middle of 22, where a guy goes low on you and blows your knee up, that's hard to get over because you're constantly looking back to the quarterback and you can't see what potentially is coming at you. You kind of get a lay of the land as you're running your route, but at some point you got to take your eyes off of that and crane your head back to find the football. And so that exposes you a little bit. So mentally, that's a hurdle to get over. And I thought Kyle really struggled with that. All of us that watch him play saw him make plays during the season, but we also saw him guarding himself. He'd go down and kind of try to collision to, blockers or let himself be tackled to not expose the legs. Hopefully he's taken another step beyond that. But I certainly see him being a part of a three wide receiver package because of his size and his ability to run with additional another tight end on the field. And by the way, it gives you another personnel group. Now, so you're in 12 personnel, one tight end or 21 personnel, two tight ends, one back. And now all of a sudden you can do some other stuff in the run game. Cause I thought Kyle has really made some strides in his run blocking as well. So all that being said, I think Kyle will be used in a multitude of packages, both as a receiver and as a tight end. And the thing that you hope the most, so Chris, is that he's overcome kind of the mental hurdle of getting submarined on that play in 22. Mm.
I know, Arch, at the end of the season, that was such a funky game in New Orleans. We looked so good in those first two possessions. Now, from where I sat, it looked like a wheel route, but as Bijan catches the ball and takes it to the house, I was like, where the hell was that all season? Is that more stuff we're going to see with Zach Robinson?
Well, I think you'll see, certainly Bijan, he caught, what did he catch, Mike? 55, 60 right. balls, somewhere in that neighborhood during the year. That's a pretty good year for a young running back that you also wanted to be kind of your featured running back. I mean, Tyler Allgeier became that banger that you used as a changeup to Bijan Robinson, but he was your featured back the year before. All of a sudden, Bijan is that guy, run the football to almost 1,000 yards, then sprinkles in the 55 receptions. I think that you'll see him catch the football more out of the backfield. I think you'll see both those guys in the game a good bit together. Bijan does have that wide receiver ability. You're going to see some of that bubble screen stuff that we saw some last year. But there's going to be designs that you're going to love. One design that I saw, if you go back, you look at the Rams playing against the Lions in the playoff game. Now, it was a really cool bunch look to the right side with three receivers, had the tight end in a nasty split or a 3-yard split to the left side, and he had Cooper Kupp in the backfield. Now think of Rondell Moore in the backfield, or all of a sudden Darnell Mooney's lined up in the backfield, and Pitts runs a little skinny post, and they run a wheel route off of that with the back coming out of the backfield. It's not a back. All of a sudden, it's Darnell Mooney or it's Rondell Moore or somebody like that coming out of the backfield. You're going to see some of that variety because of some of the guys they put in that are run after the catch guys, as well as speed guys can blow the top off the coverage.
It is the Idaho Rail Splitter, David Archer, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. The defense, I know that every year we go to the draft, say for 3 or 4 years, Arch, we've always said, it's got to be this, and then they go the other way. Could we potentially go corner and still get an impact edge rusher, or does it have to be an edge rusher at 8?
Well, I think that if you want the guy that we've been talking about, I know you've been talking about Jared Verse. I know you get the Florida State stuff in you and you can't get it out of you. So
or
you
Dallas,
go that
Turner,
route.
Dallas Turner.
They're interesting guys. I mean, I think Verse is a little bit more of a heavy-handed dude. Turner's a little bit more of a speed guy, but they both are very effective. Latu, the kid out of UCLA, is coming on. He's done a lot of good stuff. There are some guys that you could find in the second round, whether it's Braswell out of Alabama as well. How about connecting the two brothers together? Jonah Ellis comes in from Utah. And he's got the ability to run the ball off the edge, teaming with his brother on the inside. So there's some guys. But if you want that guy that you feel like is the difference maker, I think those top three players, and when you talk about Turner, you talk about Verse, you talk about Latu, I think those are the three guys, a little bit like the wide receiver core, Mike. When you talk about Harrison, Adunze, and Malik Nabers, those guys have kind of separated themselves from the other receivers. That feel like that top end. I feel like that's the top end of where that pass rush is. But, yes, there will be some guys available in the second round should you take the corner in the first round. But I do think there's some corners, too, that you could get in the second round. I think what they've done in free agency, guys, because they attacked the offensive side of the football different from last year, right? It was the defense they attacked. I think they freed themselves up to really – whatever they feel is the best scenario there. But I think for the first time, they're going to find that the best player available at 8 might be their need guy, which has not necessarily been the case over the last 3 years.
Arch, when it comes to the safety position, not a lot talked about in the offseason so far, but do you feel like they have the solution in-house to that second safety spot who's going to be the anchor behind Jesse Bates?
Yeah, I think that I thought Richie Grant played well at safety. I thought he did a good job there. I think that they have a guy that those two guys can rotate and play down in the box. I think that they've got I think they feel comfortable with that. You're going to potentially take some guys later on in the draft that'll come in and help fill the void there. But that's as far as the areas that I'm not overly concerned about. I'm not concerned about linebacker, and I'm not concerned as far as defense goes. Not concerned about linebacker. Not concerned about what's going on at the safety spot, and I feel pretty good about one of the corners. So I think that that's where you can kind of fall into whether you're talking defensive end, pass rusher, you're talking about defensive tackle, and you're talking about an additional corner.
And Arch, just to bring it back to the defensive line, I know that you and Wes talked about it. There were moments where Zach Harrison really started to come alive and Ebba Cady is developing. Do you see them taking that leap where they will complement whatever we do in the draft?
I thought Harrison did that, Mike, late in the year. I thought that we saw him show more. I think he had like 3 sacks over the last couple games of the season. And I thought that he began to flash and be a little bit more, have an understanding of how to play at this level, what he could get away with and what he couldn't. I thought that Ebba Cady, obviously, the end of his rookie year 2 seasons ago, got hurt. I think that hampered his development. Thought he made some strides this last year to continue to come on. I know what you're talking about. You want a guy to just burst on the scene and be that guy.
Right.
That guy's coming off the edge and making some plays. It'll be interesting to see what they do defensively. I know there's a lot of conversation about 3-4, 4-3, all those kind of things. Most teams are playing in a sub-package anyway. It's a nickel set where you got 4 guys on the field that can rush the passer, potentially stop the run as well, and then you've got probably 5 DBs on the field. How much can those guys rotate up front? How much can Zach Harrison make a stride? Ebba Cady make a stride? I think they will make strides, but are they going to be the elite level pass rusher? Only time will tell, I guess.
Arch, real quick before we let you go, Falcons, Raheem Morris did indicate yesterday at the owners' meetings that the Falcons are likely to add another quarterback to the QB room. What do you make of that, and in terms of Heinicke's chances of being the backup?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting in that, guys, we get, you know, think about a scenario where you get your edge rusher at 8 and then you get to the back of the first round and all of a sudden Michael Penix is still sitting there, or, you know, Bo Nix is still sitting there. Is it worth maybe giving away your two and something else to jump in to get a fifth-year option on a young quarterback that might be the heir apparent to Kirk Cousins. I think that's certainly in the offing. I don't know that they'll do that. Or is there a guy like Kirk Cousins, who was a fourth-round draft pick sitting right out there that kind of got left in the dust like Brock Purdy did? We'll have to wait and see. There's some guys that are much more prepared to play that are going to go later in the draft.
Right.
We thought we had one, and it didn't work out, so are you a little skittish on doing that again?
I think we use that mantra from 2016 with Arthur Blank. I need three starters, you nitwits, out of this draft, and hopefully we're going to find them the way they did that year, man.
Well, you might do that, but I think you want guys. You're going to need guys to come in and contribute on the defensive side of the football right away, Mike, in those first couple of picks, if in fact you stay on the defensive side.
All right, brother. Before you know it, you, me, and Carl will be sitting on the hill at Flowery Branch with Wes, and Carl will pronounce someone a bust. It'll all be happening here this summer, and can't wait to get to it. We'll pick your brain more before the draft as well.
Look forward to it, guys. Good to talk to you.
That's our man, Dave Archer, guys, former Falcon quarterback. You're here with Wes in the call, and of course, he will be part of our draft coverage. It will be like superlative, man, as it always is right here on 92.9 The Game.
Hours and hours of draft coverage.
Right on, brother. Hey, man, when we come back, Chris is in for Carl. This hour of the program brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Woke up this morning. No, I didn't get myself a beer like Jim Morrison. I saw this story that Ronald Acuna had penned in the Players Tribune, and it was pretty riveting. Why did Ronald choose now to really kind of give you a peek behind the curtain on his experience climbing his way to Major League Baseball, his vibe with some of his teammates and his goals, even admitting, yeah, I may have loafed it once or twice, and why that happened? It's all talked about next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So how's your day going? You having fun? Hope so. It's Dukes and Bell with our man Chris Turtle-Thomas filling in for Carl. Carl's back with us at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll get ready for March Madness. A lot of chalk, man. A lot of ones and twos. And not on the ones and twos, but watching the ones and twos throughout this weekend.
You prefer that, by the way, or you like a little Cinderella mix?
I think you watch some of that to see those great matchups like Yale taking down Auburn. That's gold, you know. I mean, you know, Oakland of Michigan taking out Kentucky and all that it represents philosophically. Existentially, yeah, you love it. But then I think at the end of the day, folks want to see the brand names that they recognize. You know, with the exception of the occasional, you know, odd 13 seed or whatever making a run. But yeah, it's going to be chalk, I think, here on out. I got Creighton, by the way. It's a 3 going all the way to the Final 4.
You got your Jack Golkey jersey coming in?
No, I do not. I got UConn, by the way. I still think they're going to win it. That's and by the way, I joked around about it. I know no one cares about your bracket, but using my patented Animal Kingdom bracket, where you go with who is higher on the food chain, I'm at 32 of 63, so that's not too bad.
Pretty good, yeah, actually, honestly. I mean, if we're being honest,
I didn't do
good.
The ESPN. I was on Yahoo, and it was free, and I did it, and it was easy. And so I'm like 150,000 out of like 550,000 people or some crap. Who knows? I don't know.
Next year, Mike's going to do paint by numbers.
Yeah. It's like the lottery. I mean, maybe, you know, it's my dad's old joke about the lottery. It's like, yeah, you know, same numbers. Maybe after 35 years, I should change the numbers. You think? Someday it's going to hit. Got my lucky numbers. I've been playing. I do have to go quick pick because I do. And by the way, now it's through the roof. If you hadn't seen, the numbers are insane. So, and by the way, even if you don't play the lottery, how do you not take a stab at $1 billion, right? You play Orin? I know you can't hear Orin's mic. They're working on that. There's a ghost in the machine over there in the board. They're going to get it fixed this weekend. But you play?
Dollar and a dream, Mike.
Yeah, you got it. You got to be, and you got to be in it to win it. Speaking of a dollar and a dream, Ronald Acuna growing up in Venezuela. The article that came out today, it's really great. If you hadn't had a chance to read it, it's in the Players Tribune. And I know that, you know, some folks are saying, why now? Why not? Who cares? Ronald Acuna giving you a chance to, you know, see and read his story. I mean no harm, I swear, by Ronald Acuna Jr. Takes you all the way back to, I mean, literally the hardscrabble upbringing as, you know, a lot of kids being raised by the mom. Dad's playing baseball, trying to make a career in the big leagues, or in America, I should say. He finally gets a shot, talks about everything from when he finally gets to the show, being homesick, the loafing, which, of course, earned him some, you know, some admonishment from Snicker and some other veterans like, like Freddie Freeman back in 2019. He gets emotional a few times and talks about it. Says he wants to be known as a genuine player who loves the game, not a prima donna who showboats. The showboating is part of what a lot of young guys do, which is how they celebrate, how they do their thing. His mom even told him when he was coming up, stop doing that. But it's just, it's the joy in which he plays the game. You and I talked about it earlier. Why is he doing this? Well, when you look at the highest paid players and the guys that are MVP caliber, he's making anywhere from $13 to $18 million less than those guys right now.
Per season.
Yeah. He's going to get up there, and it goes up to this year. It's a $17 million. The Braves have the options coming up in 17 and 18 club options. But at some point, if this is maybe a way to extend some goodwill to the fan base and get more people in his corner, I don't know any Braves fan who doesn't feel he deserves more money. And I know I can, before you angry doofuses go, contract's a contract, he signed it. Yes, we know that. But contracts are made to be broken and in some cases torn up when a guy is woefully underpaid, just like Ozzie Albies deserves to be getting a new deal at some point.
He's the best player in baseball, Mike. I mean, he deserves to be paid like the best player in baseball. I know that is not to the tune of what the executive sitting in one Braves lane or whatever it is right now, but you know at the end of the day you're going to have to pay him. Because I don't think I'm going to say this. I don't think the organization would be in good standing with its fan base if they let Freddie, Dansby, Max, and Acuna walk. I think that would be just a little too hot to handle. If I'm the Braves fans, I wouldn't be happy with that, Mike.
They just don't give pitchers the big money. I mean, other than those, you know, year after year deals that Chris Morton has gotten, the Sale deal, which he just got paid. But still, it's nothing like what the Giants gave to Blake Snell or what you've seen in the past, like, you know, the Yankees do every other year. It's just they don't spend money on established free agent pitchers. And I know Carl always brings up Scott Boras, and looks like, you know, he still gets like 2% of that. It's not a booby prize, but Boras's guys' contracts didn't exactly reset the market like maybe you thought they would this year.
No, and Jordan Montgomery finally found a home, by the way. He signed a minimal deal with the Diamondbacks. Apparently, his old team, the Yankees, were interested, but he said, I didn't like the way you treated me. So he went out to Arizona, who obviously contended for a World Series last year. But getting back to Acuna, he is the face of the organization. And Mike, until Trey Young is able to establish himself as somebody that can make another deep playoff run, and we obviously know that's probably not going to be this year, and we'll see how much Kirk Cousins takes to being the face of the city. Right now, Ronald Acuna is that guy, and he needs to be represented in that way, shown in that light, and this article, I think, was a good step in doing that.
I know he's for some guys, he's a blow-in, but he is the best quarterback available. Kirk Cousins is going to be the face of the Falcons along with Bijan and whoever else kind of evolves in that role. Maybe Drake takes a step that way, but right now, you're right. Ronald Acuna is the biggest star in the town along with Trey, and Ronald's a guy that, you know, for years, you know, the language, and I get it. Some folks say, look, learn the language, you've come to the States. Easier said than done for some. You know, he's a young guy. In the article, you realize just how young he was coming up. And I think it's also about some maturity. I think he reflects. He lets you inside. That's why players love the Players Tribune. They get with a writer. They come up and they spill their guts. In this case, I thought it was fascinating. I was almost late to work reading this whole thing today.
Yeah, and it was interesting to hear just how emotional of a guy he is. Because I mentioned this earlier. When you think of Ronald Acuna, he is one of the most enthusiastic, emphatic baseball players that we've maybe ever seen.
Right.
And then you get to peel back the curtain a little bit, and you realize that there were nights he was crying in his hotel room. Right. So that goes to show you, like, he's a guy that cares. He cares deeply about his family and his friends. He mentioned them multiple times. He mentioned getting on the plane for the first time ever, leaving and coming to the United States, and he spent the entire flight crying because he missed his family
so much. Small-town kid. I mean, the dream, and he also said he used to pray to God, I want to be famous. That was part of his – he wanted me to make – Yes, he wanted to be a baseball player and trying to find the resources to get some tape, to buy some tape to put some newspaper together to make a ball. That's how they literally, that's how things were down there. Just so you heard about guys who come up from the Dominican Republic before they could finally get to organize ball and get the real equipment. So it's a really cool read. It's free. It's out there. I got the link up at Mike Bell ATL. It's in the Players Tribune. But I think if you're a Ronald fan, you'll dig it. He does make, now some would say it's a thinly veiled shot at Freddie Freeman or some of the older guys. I don't know. That's, you can interpret it. Talking about how the veterans on this team like kind of live and let live, let you do your thing, and nobody's passing judgment. That's what I got from that.
It was just a statement of preference, Mike. He likes the new boss, not the old boss.
Look, and I get it. You could argue, and some people do, there's a place for structure in the clubhouse and a pecking order. And, Carl and I had a lot of fun with the Freddie Freeman thing about, the hat and how you don't put the sunglasses over the A. And I mean, it sounds like completely nonsense. But, hey, to Freddie, that's the way he came up in the system as a lifer for up until the trade or the free agent signing with the Dodgers. The thing with Freddie, and Guy hit me up earlier when we had this first conversation on the text line, and you can always hit us up at 404-726-0922. I can't read all of them, but we try to read as many as we can. I believe his name is Alex. He goes, what is you and Carl always make fun of Freddie? Guys, you won a World Series with Freddie. And he'll always be one of the great. And eventually Freddie will come back here and the number will be retired and he'll have a plaque and the whole thing. You cannot act like a child. People want to take shots at Ronald Acuña for being immature. Freddie was the biggest freaking baby on the planet Earth. Talk to your agent. If you want to stay a Brave, you stay a Brave. You want to be in the loop? Be in the loop. Otherwise, don't sit there like, oh, what do you mean I'm not? And then the whole crying fit. I mean, his own teammates were like, come on, dude, get over it already. You're going to be an adult? Be an adult. So that's where I'm. Doesn't diminish everything the man accomplished here in the Braves, but at the end, it was a bit silly, if I'm honest.
It was extended fits of sobbing. That's what it was.
So, got your World Series. Ronald upset that he had to watch and not be able to participate in that World Series. And he also states, as we all say, there is unfinished business. So, it's good to read, man. We'll talk more about it coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Up next, though, a lot of Georgia fans who are Falcon fans are saying, oh, no, Kirby, not that. The new slogan for 2024.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on it!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.